Right, here we go with the second instalment of Robert's messy cooking. I have to say, it's quite dispiriting cooking because I inevitably make a most awful mess. And I only cleared up the kitchen the other day. Ridiculous. However, hopefully I've got yummy food to eat. We will find out in a moment. It is fairly rare, I have to say, for something I cooked to turn out to be yummy. But, you know, one lives in hope. And I'm thinking I'm putting this lid back on this carbonara sauce the wrong way around. Whoops! Right, let's not do that. Let's put that in the fridge. And then... I'm going to find a plate. It's quite warm in here, I have to say. Right. One plate. I've got a plate in one hand, pan in the other. I could do a spoon though. I don't think this is going to come out of its own accord. Right, swap hands with that. Spoon is there. Back to the plate. Out with you. Come on out. I don't know quite when the recording gave up. You may have missed the lovely sounds at the end. Probably not much more, to be honest. Have we got anything? I think so. Okay. Plunge this into water. There is something still sizzling. There shouldn't be anything sizzling because the thing's off and there's nothing on it. It's, whatever it is, it's going to be staying on there, I think, because... unless I can... I can't really put water on there yet. It's going to have to wait. Oh dear. Right, okay. Well, I always have to make a mess of some kind. Well, if you're listening to this, don't worry. I will try and clean it. Don't worry. It'll be fine. Or can possibly... No. Don't say that. Don't say it. Right. Let's push some of this back on the plate where it fell off the side. Oopsie-daisy. Oh, we have made a bit of a mess. Whoops. You see, this is why it's not sensible for me to eat. I would make a mess. I don't know. Right, what I'm going to do, dear audio people, is I'm going to take you through to the living room where you can await my arrival, and I'm going to get myself wine and knife and fork and things, and then I shall join you in just a moment. So, there we go, into the living room we go. To the table. Where my mat's gone? That one's cute. There we go, one mat. Back in a moment. Maybe it's a full moon or something. Wine. Where's the wine gone? Presumably is where I left it. Wine's still nice. I can happily report to you. It's a lot cooler in my living room than in the kitchen. I can tell you that. I can. I'm sure I can probably tell you other things. Hopefully I'm going to tell you
how wonderful this food is. Although, don't hold your breath. Sorry, squeaky chair again. Always got the squeaky chair when tasting things. On me. Right, okay. So. Oh yeah, the pasta isn't quite al dente. But it's not too bad. And it tastes of chicken. So there must be some chicken in here somewhere then. Some of it could do with being a bit warmer. Not the chicken, I hasten to add, the pasta. Maybe I should have left it in the pan a bit longer. Let's see if we get any chicken. There's a bit of chicken. Tastes alright. Maybe you could have done with cooking a bit more. I mean, I'm not saying it's raw by any stretch of imagination. Oh, actually, that piece is better. It's quite nice, actually. Nice flavour. Pretty good. Well, acceptable anyway. And if you're very lucky, I might try the chocolate ice cream after this. But only if you're good. Let's see how the wine goes with it, and then I can spare you the rest of the eating noises. Goes very well. It's got a slight spicy edge to it, actually, which I hadn't noticed the first time around. But it still has that really fruity aftertaste. Really good. Nice wine. Right. Back in a jiffy bag. Dearest Audioboo, I've calmed down. It's been a little while. I finished off my pasta, which was really nice. The chicken was fine. It was just bad luck that the first mouthful I had was slightly undercooked, but the rest of it was absolutely fine. And nice, and the wine was gorgeous. And then I spoke to Fee for ages, and the world is fine and things. And what's it? So, I have one more important task to perform this evening. Stand by. Where put it? It's a question. Oh, there it is. Right. I need to get the tools. Teaspoon would be a good spoon. Oh, shut up. No, that's not a teaspoon, that's a dessert spoon. Oh. What is it about teaspoons? Why do they always have to hide? They're like socks. Right, okay. I have the tools. I have the product for the tasting, which may have melted a little too much, but we'll find out. So, this is ice cream. Funnily enough, it is, I don't know what brand it is, but it's in expensive looking packaging, and I don't know how much it was actually. Shopping was expensive today, so it was probably quite a lot. Right, I'm going to take, there's a sort of sealed thing that I'm just going to pull off. Okay, so I'm going to take a taste of this ice cream. Spoon is going in. There we go. Get the microphone nice and close without getting ice cream on it. Mmm. Oh, that is gorgeous. Well, this is chocolate ice cream, but it's made. So I'm being really uncouth here and eating out of the tub, but it's only me, so it doesn't really matter. It's made with coconut milk, and it's gorgeous. Sorry, you probably didn't want all these sound effects, but I just wanted to illustrate the fact that this is good ice cream. It's melted a little bit, but I don't care. Chocolate's not... I mean, I quite like dark chocolate, but it's not too dark. It's sort of somewhere in between. Sort of maybe dark chocolate with not such a high ratio of cocoa solids. And the coconutiness is not overpowering at all. It's not like eating a bounty. It's just in there. You just get that hint of coconut. And it's really refreshing. What a brilliant idea, whoever invented this. Well done them. You're welcome to my money. Spend it wisely. I'll stop in a moment. If I can. Oh, and Fee is jealous. Sorry, Fee. But I've promised to get her a pot of it. Of their vanilla one. If it's nice. What do you think? Jury's out on whether it's nice, isn't it, really? This pot's not going to last a long time, I have to say. Alright. See what? I'm just going to dig the spoon in there and take a picture of it. And then that could be it, really, I suppose. For the day. Wow, the day. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed my very bizarre cooking. Hope you've all had a very pleasant Monday, and that you have a very pleasant Tuesday. And thanks for listening to my booze. Good of you. I'm going to be amazed if anyone's got this far. Thanks, sir. Bye for now.